Ninth parak of Kalim, first Mishnah. Machat otobas shenimsa b'nechushto yishultana. A needle or a ring, a metal ring, which are makabel tuma, that are in the earth on the bottom of the tanner. Nirim avlo yoytz. They're equal to the level of the floor of the tanner, but they're not protruding into the airspace of the tanner. Im oifes abotzek b'nageh b'em tomer. If it's close enough to the surface that if you put a dough on the floor of the tanner, it's going to touch that because it goes in a drop. That's already considered part of the tanner, and therefore they will be a tummy. But if it's deep enough, even though you could see it by looking through, but it's embedded deeper into the tanner, that if you put something on top of it, it won't touch it. That's not considered in the airspace of the tanner. What type of dough are we talking about? A medium thickness dough. If these objects, the needle and the ring, were in the cement that is around the tanner to thicken it, to help it insulate it better, keeping the heat. So mukav spit seal, and it was inside some little container that was sealed off. In betame tmei, if the tana was nitma, for example, that it was not sealed off properly, then this is also going to be a tame. In betor, if it was mukav spit seal, was it was sealed off properly, that prevents the tumah from coming in. So, since the tanner is sealed off, so anything that's in the thickness of the wall of the tanner also is included in that heter. It doesn't have to be in the airspace of the tanner. It could be in the thickness of the wall of the tanner also is taha, because it's in the sealed off tanner. Nimsimim gufes achoves, it was found in the stopper of a jar. It's yideh tmeim. If it's found on the side, the way they used to do it is you had a piece of pottery and then it had a stopper on top of it, and they put cement around it to hold the stopper in place. So we're talking about that was in the cement on the side. That's not considered in the kli. It's just on the outside of it, just in the glue. So then it's tame, the connected piatoy, but if it's opposite the mouth of the tana, then since it's sealed off, that's considered inside the tana. If this kli is buried in the stopper in a fashion that it is not in the ear space of the tanner, but if you look, if you'd be in the tanner and you look up, you would be able to see it, and it's also tahir. Shkuyim b'teicha, if it's also embedded, if it goes down into the walls of the tanner, tachten klipas hashum, and it's sticking. Some little cement closing it off. But since it's inside the tanner, even though it's sealed off, there's a separation between this place where this kli is and the tanner by a little cement over there. Even so, it is tahar because it's considered part of the tanner. Once again, you have something in the tanner and the tanner is sealed off, that prevents that other thing from coming to it.